Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Christine Hayes with the Indianola Project Graduation Committee about the Jingle Bell Jamboree. Project Graduation Committee hosting the Jingle Bell Jamboree. First of all, kind of talk about putting this together. It looks so much fun inside the Blake Fieldhouse.
This is our very first time of hosting a fun winter activity as a fundraiser for Project Graduation. So the idea really just stemmed from what could we do to entertain all of our small or even middle school age kids in the community. We have about 15 different inflatables. So we have bounce houses, obstacle courses, for the little kids, as well as even our high school kids. We also have a great array of food and pizza, homemade goodies, and even Santa is here today to round out the jamboree.
We'll kind of talk about putting this together. This, again, seems like such a fun event. What, first of all, the idea behind this, and then obviously what it's raising money for.
You know, Project Graduation is an event where we are trying to fund a fun and safe activity for our graduating seniors. And it takes a lot of money to pull off a fun event for them. So this is one of the fundraising ideas that the committee came up with. It's taken several weeks of planning to pull off and actually getting the word out to people. And when you have a large community, how do we do that? So we've relied on social media quite a bit to help us spread the message about the Jamboree. There's a very small little band of merry helpers, I'll call them, who have stepped up to volunteer food and items such as drinks, or we have pizza today, and then all of our volunteers here making it a safe event for our kids.
We'll talk about Project Graduation Committee. You talked about what it's for, but kind of talk about the interactions with, I'm assuming, the senior parents a little bit and putting that all together.
You know, a Project Graduation is really our kind of last big event that we can do to support our kids before they take that next step into their life. And our committee of volunteer parents does a variety of fundraising activities. So we're getting together to brainstorm what's the next fun thing we can do outside of our can redemption trailer. So if you are in town and you drive by Arby's, you'll notice we have a location where people donate their cans and bottles. That's our main fundraiser for Project Graduation. That is manual labor. It's not very sexy or fun to redeem all of those. So we're looking for really other fun activities like the Jamboree today. And we think, based on the outpouring of kids today, that they're having a great time.
Well, talking about those kids, it sounds like they're having a great time. Kind of talk about what was here at the Jamboree, what people who maybe might have missed out on it, missed out on.
You know, we have really something for every age group. We have a variety of inflatables, bounce houses for our little kids. We also have our larger obstacle course inflatables that I would say are perfect for that middle school age. And then we have a very large obstacle course that we actually have used for a project graduation fundraiser before, as well as a post-prom activity for our high school kids. So honestly, any age group, this is a perfect place for them to come. It's also an opportunity if parents want to, if they have older kids and they want to drop them off and let them play for a while and the parents go wrap up Christmas activities, great, we have plenty of activity for them to do. We also have the Chris Street Gym open if they want to shoot some hoops or just run around in the gym to burn off some energy. So honestly, we're hoping, fingers crossed, that this event will be able to be replicatable throughout the next years. We'd love to see every year a Jamboree is helping to support Project Graduation efforts.
Well, if someone wasn't involved in Project Graduation, how would they get involved? Who should they talk to, and how should they go about doing that?
So we have lots of information about Project Graduation through the school announcements. We also have a Facebook page that people can connect with us. We're always looking for donations. Any monetary donation certainly helps fund our activity for our seniors. We will plan a Project Graduation event the night of graduation, and really it's to keep our kids safe and in an environment where for the last time as a class they can do something fun in a safe environment together before they take that next step in their life.
And if someone wanted to find out about more events coming up for the Project Graduation Committee, where should they look?
I think they should go to our Facebook page. We have a Facebook page dedicated to the Indianola High School Project Graduation 2020. So we'll try to post as many of our activities there. And then also the school district does a wonderful job of promoting our needs. And so we'll always make sure that they're in the loop as well.
Thanks to Christine Hayes for joining us on today's program discussing the Jingle Bell Jamboree. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.